Audacity. Baroness Scotland's bid for a second term as Commonwealth Secretary General threatened by a Jamaican candidate. I'm Ken Richards with the Caribbean News Roundup. Dominican-born Commonwealth Secretary General Patricia Scotland is likely to come up against a charismatic Jamaican politician despite CARICOM's attempt to have all its member states rally behind Baroness Scotland's bid for a second term as Secretary General. Not ready to heed that call, Jamaica has announced the candidature of Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, for the post of Secretary General of the Commonwealth. A statement Friday from the office of the Prime Minister in Kingston said that Minister Johnson-Smith, Jamaica's first female Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, who was first appointed in 2016, is eminently qualified for the post, having held several crucial leadership posts both regionally and internationally. As Roy Sanford reports, Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda in particular are disappointed with Jamaica's decision.
In a letter to the 54-member grouping, which the Caribbean Media Corporation CMC said it had obtained, Prime Minister of Dominica Roosevelt Skerritt said CARICOM, which Dominica is a member, has remained consistent in its support for Scotland. He wrote, "Most recently, at the 33rd intersessional meeting of the CARICOM heads of government held in March 2022, the CARICOM heads of government expressed their overwhelming support for the re-election of the Right Honorable Patricia Scotland as Secretary General of the Commonwealth. I firmly believe it is in the interest of the Commonwealth to continue on this track record of achievement." He said, "Scotland was elected in 2015 to, according to him, reform the Commonwealth Secretariat and to advocate and to be a voice for those of our countries without a voice." Skerritt continued, "In her first term, she delivered on reform and on change. She delivered on partnerships and innovation for the benefit of our countries. She delivered on good offices and democracy. She successfully braved the challenge of the climate crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic and has laid a solid foundation to look at solutions for our countries in the future." But Skerritt's letter is coming up against an announcement by another CARICOM member state, Jamaica, which announced late last week that it was nominating its Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister, Kamina Johnson-Smith, for the post. The announcement was quickly jumped upon by Prime Minister of Antigua, Gaston Brown, who said the move could divide the region. In an interview with the CMC, Brown warned about those, he said, seek to divide and rule, and were encouraging Jamaica to nominate a candidate in opposition of Scotland. He said Jamaica was part of the CARICOM consensus on endorsing her re-election. "I think Jamaica's proposed candidature for Commonwealth Secretary General is a monumental error which could only serve to divide the Caribbean," Brown said.
Jamaica is currently the African, Caribbean and Pacific coordinator within the World Trade Organization, a role headed by Minister Johnson-Smith. Prime Minister Andrew Holness said, quote, "The government of Jamaica has every confidence in Minister Johnson-Smith's ability to build bridges and consensus, bringing governments and people to a common understanding." He said further that her qualifications for the post of Secretary General, including her high moral character, diplomatic and political acumen, proven competence and commitment to the work of the Commonwealth, make her an excellent candidate. A St. Lucian crew aboard a vessel intercepted at sea by the French patrol boat La Combate has been sentenced to 2 years in jail on drugs charges. Local reports did not specify the number of crew members, but they indicated that between last Friday night and Saturday morning, the French patrol boat intercepted a fishing vessel south of Martinique suspected of engaging in drug trafficking and had discovered bales of cannabis floating near it. According to St. Lucia Times, the French patrol boat crew recovered 8 kilos of cannabis, weapons and ammunition. The St. Lucians on board the fishing vessel were taken into custody and handed over to the Caribbean branch of the Anti-Narcotics Office in the Martinique capital for the France and later received a 2-year jail sentence. The people of St. Kitts and Nevis are mourning the death of former Premier Evans Emery, who died on Saturday, April 2nd. Prime Minister Timothy Harris, in a tribute to Ambassador Emery, confirmed that he would be given a state funeral.
Ambassador Emery will be accorded a state funeral, the details of which will be communicated to the public in due course. In consultation with His Excellency, our Governor General, Sir Tapley Seaton QC, an official period of mourning will be observed in the Federation. Meanwhile, flags in the Federation are to be flown at half-mast in honour of Ambassador Emery's passing.
Vance Emery was a founding member of the Concerned Citizens Movement in Nevis, now led by Premier Mark Brantley. Brantley expressed his sadness on the former Premier's passing.
The Honourable Vance Emery was a giant who walked amongst us over the past 7 decades. He was a founding member of the Concerned Citizens Movement. He was a founding member of Team Unity. And his DNA is imprinted on every facet of development on the island of Nevis and the wider Federation. It was therefore with great shock that we all woke this morning to this tragic news. Vance Emery has led an unblemished life of service to the people of Nevis and the wider country. Whether as a sportsman in cricket, as an athlete, as a banker, as an educator, and as a politician, he has led with distinction and served the people of Nevis and the wider Federation in every capacity.
Ambassador Emery served in the federal administration as Minister of Social Security from 2015 to 2020. According to the St. Kitts Nevis Information Service, one of his most impactful decisions included the implementation of the COVID-19 Relief Fund. The fund provided financial support to insured persons whose income was lost or affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, St. Kitts and Nevis has been attempting to cope with the chronicled differences playing out in public between the three political parties of the Team Unity Coalition. The fair share argument of CBI funds for Nevis is being articulated by Premier Mark Brantley with his most recent statement on the matter at a press conference on Thursday. And activist Dwight Astafan of Operation Rescue has been telling the regional audience about some of the other issues between the Prime Minister and the two other party leaders, Deputy Prime Minister Sean Richards and Premier Mark Brantley. Speaking on the Make We Talk program on Thursday, Astafan said that the cracks began to appear from early on during the administration of the Team Unity government, which won the 2015 general election, becoming the new government.
And we are at the point now where it is bursting open, and the infighting has become exposed. So like a fight, a scandal is going on in a house, and the scandal is slipping over into the street. Everybody's hearing. And the Deputy Prime Minister admitted in an interview with a lady from Grenada, her program is called The Narrative, that he hasn't gone to cabinet in 2 months. And he's not going to cabinet on a principled matter, which has to do with his name. And that until and unless that matter is sorted out, he will not go to cabinet. That's the Deputy Prime Minister. He leads up one of the parties, which for the record is the party that contributes the largest number of seats to the coalition. The concerns of the, well, there are three parties, and the one that has the leader of the government is the smallest contributor to seats. They have contributed 2, while the CCM in Nevis have contributed 3, People's Action Movement in St. Kitts have contributed 4. And the grievances thus far seem to predominate from the CCM in Nevis, which is claiming that in disobedience or disregard of a document which they signed before coming together formally called the Charlestown Accord, which had to do with sharing of goodies from the CBI and other things, and the claim that the Prime Minister has not stood to his word on that. That is a source of great concern.
According to Astafan, the country is not being well administered.
The People's Action Movement, which has in it the Deputy Prime Minister, again is voicing a number of serious concerns, one of which is that the Prime Minister is undermining them, sidestepping them. He gave an example, he gave several examples, one of which is the recent gift from the Venezuelan government. And it bothers my conscience to even say that a government of St. Kitts and Nevis at a time like this would be begging a country like Venezuela for something. And then they like to go around and beat their chests and said how great they are running the country, when all they are dressed up, poppishly suited because of the European suits. You see these guys walking around at midday in these thick suits. The Englishmen laugh at them when they come here. But so that money was used as a donation, to build 15 homes for people who have lost their homes through weather events, Afi. And by some coincidence, all of those 15 homes were built in the constituency of the Prime Minister.
Standard and, operating practice.
And the most vociferous complaint about this is coming from the Deputy Prime Minister. So they are at war with each other.
Dwyer Astafan was part of the Team Unity Coalition at its inception, but later fell out with it as he insisted that their promise of implementing good governance measures was being ignored. In St. Vincent, there was a jubilant mood in the Leu community following the news that the government had rejected the application submitted by SVG Aggregate Inc. requesting permission to erect a jetty at Jackson Bay. More from SVG TV News.
We already have two wharves, so we don't need a next one, and that is the only beach we have in Leu. And there's where sometimes you're frustrated, you wake up broken and stressed, you go to the beach, you swim, all those stress go away. Because we already give them the mountain, up in the mountain to do all the quarry. So many big trucks passing here. So they should look at doing something else and contribute something to Leu.
Business gone. No business.
And today's my birthday. I come and enjoy my beach.
I feel excited and happy that the wharf is not going there. Because if the wharf go there, it will affect the sea life and people well-being in the community.
We are grateful and thankful. Nothing like that gonna happen here. We are from here. We need our beach.
I'm feeling 100% that the government reject the jetty because I have some sister born in New York, and when they come to St. Vincent, the beach is where they live in. Sometimes I have to go down and wonder if fish take them away when I see the reach up, because the long time they up down they spending enjoying the water.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 4th April. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.